Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning.
Morning, Alice. Hope you had a good weekend.
Thanks, it was great. Now let's dive into the news. The UK government borrowed more than expected in June, right?
Yes, the borrowing was £20.7 billion. That's a lot more than the previous year and the forecast.
I see. What's driving this increase?
Mainly the rising debt costs. The government paid £16.4 billion in interest, which is the second highest since 1997.
Wow, that is significant. What does this mean for the economy?
It could lead to tax rises in the autumn budget. The current shortfall is £44.5 billion, which is higher than the OBR forecast.
Right, and what about the political reactions?
Darren Jones, the Treasury Chief Secretary, said they are committed to fiscal rules. But the Conservative Shadow Business Secretary called the borrowing shocking and wants spending cuts to avoid tax rises.
So there's a divide there. What do the experts say?
Rob Wood from Pantheon Macroeconomics said the Chancellor has a £13 billion hole and needs to raise taxes or cut spending by over £20 billion in the autumn budget.
That's a big number. Are there any specific tax proposals?
Labour MPs are pushing for higher taxes on wealthier voters. Liam Byan suggested increasing capital gains tax to fund a working class tax cut.
Interesting, the public sector spending also rose, right?
Yes, £12.7 billion more in June. The main reason was the higher debt interest payments and rising costs of public services.
And tax receipts?
They increased by £6.1 billion, but still weaker than expected. This might reflect weakness in the labour market.
What's the overall outlook?
Philip Shaw from Investec Bank said fiscal developments have been disappointing. The Chancellor will likely look into revenue-raising measures.
So it's a challenging situation for the government. Any final thoughts?
Yes, the government has little room to meet its fiscal goals. They might need to make tough decisions soon.
Thanks for the insights, Lewis. That's all for today's episode of UK Business Morning.
You're welcome, Alice. Tune in tomorrow for more updates.